Welcome to the chapter on getting you more of a sense of identity. Because if you have found yourself thinking, I just don't feel like myself anymore, you're certainly not alone. I've absolutely been there too. And I think often we just need to be keeping in touch with the question of, are you feeling like yourself? What does that even look like for you? Write down, if you've got a moment, some descriptives. What words describe you? What do you like doing? If you asked a friend or a family member to describe you, what would they say? What makes you excited? What makes you angry? What makes you passionate? What makes you emotional? What makes you laugh? What makes you lose track of times? What are those things that you perhaps pre-baby used to do that time would just completely escape you? Before you had your baby, how did you used to play? I know play, we often associate it with children, but actually adults need to play. We need to have those things in life that have no other purpose beyond having fun, having a laugh, enjoying ourselves. Those things in themselves are actually, they're really nourishing, they're really restful. They have absolutely nothing to do with being productive, which I think so often that's where our focus is on. It's the doing, it's the being productive. So what have been those things that historically have just been your version of playing? You are absolutely deserving of having fun for the sake of having fun. What were those things? And then I know that it's not always easy to fit them in around a baby, but what might smaller versions of those things be? If you enjoyed painting, could you have a canvas or a notebook just open somewhere, up somewhere, so that when you get an extra 10 minutes or when the baby's napping, that actually instead of doing the things, that can be what you turn to? Because it will give you something of yourself back. Perhaps you used to love long exercise classes and that was something that you did to feel like yourself. And maybe you can't fit that in at the moment. But actually, how can you break that down? How can you do 5 minutes even of that thing at home? Maybe find a video online. Maybe become accountable with a friend so that you're both committing to doing it too, so that you can support each other. And I know that when we do smaller versions of the things that we love, it can often feel like it's not enough. I want more. And sometimes it's not enough. But actually, you know, it's better than nothing. And there will be a time to come where you will have more time, routine will become more predictable. And then maybe that 5 minutes can turn into 20 minutes. But actually, it's so important to ensure that you are not completely disengaging from that thing, because that thing is something that makes you feel like you. And it's just one small way that you can maintain that hold on your identity. Because being a mum is an amazing thing, but it is an all-encompassing thing. But at the same time, it is not all that you are. Sometimes asking ourselves, what do we like to do? What makes us us is a difficult question, because actually, perhaps we've so long let go of those things, let go of sight of those things that actually we don't even know. And I think a really good way to feel inspired as to what some of those things might be is to observe what other people are doing. You know, is your friend doing something that actually you find yourself thinking, I'd love to try that. I'd love to do that. So why don't you? Why don't you? I think often also that sense of this isn't productive. This isn't, you know, there's so many other things to do. Often that becomes the hurdle to us doing these things at all. That becomes the reason that these important things, these important activities that were at one point important to you can fall by the wayside. But actually doing things that make you feel like yourself, doing things that re-engage in passions that you have, that it is productive. It is productive. It might not be ticking something off the to-do list, but it is nourishing you. It is giving you something, that sense of identity is, sometimes these things are even energizing. If we might be expending energy on doing a workout, for example, but actually it's energizing you in a different way, in that often that emotional or mental way. So if not being productive is a barrier for you, remind yourself that actually investing in these things that make you feel like yourself, that is, it is productive in a different way, but a very important way. Whilst exploring some of those things that make you who you are, it's also really important to remember what you are not. You are not a machine. You are a human with limited resources. You are not the same as you were before you were a mum. We wake up every day and we're slightly different depending on what we went through that day before. We know different things. We've aged another day. We have different resources available to us. So, you know, often I think it's just assessing what do you need in your life now? And maybe some of those hobbies, maybe some of the ways that you used to spend your time, they don't really hold interest for you anymore. So, you know, sometimes it's really helpful just to have a little dream. Like, what would I enjoy doing? What would I like to do? What might bring me joy now? What might make me laugh that didn't used to? The other thing that you are not, as much as we might put so much energy in trying to be, is good and perfect all the time. You're going to have days when you wake up and you feel a bit rough, or you feel a bit low, or you feel a bit irritable, and maybe sometimes you don't even know why. So actually, when you're thinking about what those things are that you might do that day, just those small things that input into who you are, that remind you that you are more than the roles that you play in your life. You are more than the responsibilities that you hold. What are those things that you need that day? And I would love to encourage you to commit to doing one thing each day that reminds you of who you are, that makes you feel like you, that isn't about doing. It isn't a nod to the responsibilities that you have, but it is specifically just to be enjoyed. It is just something that will feed you. And that thing might be 2 minutes. It might be 5 minutes, with a view to doing more of it down the line as time allows and as routine allows. But I encourage you to make space for one little thing each day.